Father, we thank you for this day, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that all shall be well. We declare in the name of Jesus that we are the head and not the tail. We declare, Father, that all shall be well in this season called opportunity. Father, we declare that your will be done. Father, we say in the matchless name of Jesus to let thy will be done, even on this call. Have your way, Father. Move as
Amen. Move and have your way, Father God, even now as the people of God are here standing, lifting your name up on high, Father God. In the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I'm going to go ahead and open up so we could all begin to open up in our heads.
Yes.
Just
what did he
Father God, I bless your name and I thank you for this time. I thank you, God, for just touching us on this day, God. You brought us through on this day and we made it, Father God. And we lift your name on this day, Father God. We come to you, Father God, with a clean heart, Father God. Anything unlike you, Father God, just clear that out, that our minds and our hearts, Father God, will be focused on you in this moment, in this time, Father God. The petitions, Father God, for family, Father God. People are crying out. Mothers with their daughters, the relationships, Father God. Help the daughters to see the face of God, to see the face of love when they see even the mothers, Father God. Touch the fathers with the sons, Father God, so that there's not a challenging situation, but there's a blessing and a love situation, Father God. I'm asking you, God, in this day to touch the elders on this day, Father God. Touch Brother Jimmy Hayes of the singing group, Father God. Touch him, strengthen him, that he may hear the miraculous harmony sounds of love, that when he brings forth what he needs to bring forth for the people, Father God, they will be blessed and healed even in the hour. Touch the women, Father God, their wombs, Father God, their hearts and their mindset, Father God, that they may be strengthened in this hour, that they can birth the things of the Spirit and even in the natural for your glory, Father God. I'm asking you, God, in this hour to touch each and every one of the homes, the people who are connected on this line, Father God. Touch them. Protect their homes, Father God. Cover them. Help us to see the things that we need to see and be wise to our surrounding, Father God. And touch this country, Father God. Touch the president, Father God, and the government, Father God. Soften the heart of Pharaoh, Father God, in this hour, Father God. We give your name always the honor, the glory, and the praise. We love you, God. We love you, God. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. And we thank you, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for your power is present to heal and deliver and set free. We ask you, Lord, that you give us a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within us, Lord God. Cast us not away from thy presence and take not your Holy Spirit away from us, Lord God. Remove everything that would hinder the flow of this anointing, even now, in the name of Jesus, God. Blot out every transgression, Lord God. Remove hindrance, Lord. Remove blockage, Lord. Remove unforgiveness, Lord. Remove bitterness and resentment. Remove every old wound, Lord God, every festering wound, childhood wound, Lord God, that may be festering in the lives of this your people, Lord God. Heal, Lord God, all old things, Lord God, and remove that which prevents the flow of your blessing, the flow of your divine purpose and plan for the lives of this your people, Lord God. Let nothing separate us from your love. Let nothing separate us from your grace, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the power to gain wealth. And as you break the bands of wickedness because of the power and the presence of your anointing, Lord God, Lord, let your spirit flow. Your spirit flow for healing. Your spirit flows for deliverance. Your spirit flows for restoration. Your spirit flows for redemption and healing and prosperity, Lord God, and advancement, Lord God. We call forth the spirit of advancement, Lord God, as you expand our borders. Lord, we just break the power of the enemy that would hinder, Lord God, those divine connections of favor and blessing, Lord God. Lord, let nothing hinder those connections. Let nothing hinder those things that should come forth in their divine timing, Lord God. And we bless you for our leadership. We strengthen them, Lord God. We cover them, Lord God. We remember, Lord God, our elders. We call forth the spirit of youthfulness and restoration, Lord God. Revive their strength and their health. Let their strength be renewed as the eagles. And we decree it done in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Hallelujah. And so, Father, we give you thanks and give you praise. We honor you for being God in the midst of us, Father, who is mighty. We thank you, Father, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous, my God, run into it, and they are safe. We thank you for being our eternal refuge on each everlasting arm. We thank you, Father, for your angels, my God, taking charge even now. And we thank you for your blood, my God, that is applied to our hearts, the blood that is covering our lives and our families, our loved ones, our brethren, the covering our nation, Father, from coast to coast, from border to border, every gate, my God, every gate we cover, and we assign your angels, my God, to take charge over every gate and every entry, Father, to our nations and to our countries, to our islands, my God, and to our homes, Father. We are thanking you and we praise you, Father, for, Lord, for the leaders of this house, my God, even Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, Father, that your unction of your anointing, Father, will continue to flow in and through their lives, my God, even in the prophetic word, my God, that is proclaimed and, Father, is declared and decree, my God, seeing, my God, your works, my God, being accomplished in the earth, my God, as it is in heaven. We give you glory and we give you praise for being a front runner and a rare word. We thank you, Father, for your anointing, Father, that is resting upon even the house, my God, of Zoe Ministry. Your anointing that rests in the house, my God, of your servants and, Lord, the company of prophets, my God. The unity, Father, that has been established even through the blood covenant, Father, that you have established within our hearts, within our lives, that we can come in unison, Father, and we can come in agreement. Seeing, my God, in the agreement, my God, many, Lord, things are occurring, my God, the miraculous and the supernatural. Father, we are still working, my God, in the miraculous and the supernatural, Father, going forth even now. Father, we thank you, Father, for every member of the Book of the Month Club, my God. We thank you, Father, for every poem member, Father, and those who are coming, my God, to the prophetic order of my life. We thank you, Father, for the grace, my God, your place upon our lives, my God, because we know your grace is still sufficient for every trial and every testing, my God. We thank you, Father, Lord, for the fire that will surround us, my God. Lord, even like the fire, my God, that was the bush that was on fire but yet not consumed, Father, because you are consuming fire. And we thank you, Father, for the fire that goes before you and Father, consume all our enemies, my God, in the name of Jesus. We say, let God arise and let all our enemies be scattered, Father. We thank you for the families, my God, of the Jordan's family and the Barron's family, even Prophet, let the Mother Mary Jordan and Prophetess and Mary, Mother Mary, and Father, that you are touching, that you are strengthening, my God, that you are rejuvenating their youth, Mother, and old age continually, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the pillars of the house, Father, that you are strengthening even now. And we thank you, Father, for, Lord, your Holy Spirit, my God, overshadow us from above your mercy seat, that we can continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. We give you the praise, the honor, the glory, my God, for your hedge round about each and every home, every family member, every son, every daughter, Lord, every grandchild, my God, every great-grandchild, we bring them all before you. And we say, Father, have your divine way in the midst of us all, because we know you are mighty, Father. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. Thank you, O God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, O God. Thank you, God, for ordering our steps, O God. Thank you, God, for creativity, O God. Thank you, God, for putting a hedge of protection over us, over our home, over our family, over our children, over our loved ones, God, that surround us, oh God. Oh, thank you, God, for Zoe Ministry, God, and every part of Zoe Ministry, every part of the body, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord, for our leader, God, Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah Jordan, oh God. Thank you, God, for their children, their grandchildren and family, oh God. Oh God, thank you for all the people and prophetess and every office of your authority, oh God. Thank you for them being on the line, oh God. Thank you for the ones that's even listening, God, for their family, God. Thank you, God, for being our healer, God. Thank you, God, for healing, God. Thank you, God, for visiting the sick and shedding and putting your healing hands on them, oh God. Thank you, God, for love, God. And thank you, God, for letting us hear with our ears and letting us be able to love with our hearts, oh God. Thank you, God, for leading us along the way, oh God. And thank you, God, for anything that is wrong in us, for counseling it, oh God. And also, God, we want to thank you, God, that as long as we're in your hands, no one can pluck us out, oh God. Oh God, thank you for always, you are the finisher, oh God. Oh God, thank you, Lord, for letting us be able to hear you, God. And, oh God, thank you so much for the globalizing of the prophetic, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, for even the people that's in authority, God. Thank you, God, that it will be operated in your way, oh God, and in your name, oh God. Thank you for increase, oh God. Thank you even for choices and giving us choices, God. Thank you for forgiveness, God. Thank you for developing us, oh God, and also healing us and giving us awareness, God. Thank you for clarity as well, oh God. Thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us shall be condemned. You shall condemn, oh God. Oh God, thank you, God, because truly you is and always will be, oh God. And also, mm-hmm. God, those who don't know you, God, you know who they are, even if they're in our family, mm-hmm. or whomever. God, help them to recognize their sins, repent, and give their hearts and minds to you, that they will be in your order, that they will be your child. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen. I love you, Lord, because you have heard my voice and my supplications, because you have inclined your ear unto me. Therefore will I thank you and give you praise, honor, and glory. And I thank you for this opportunity again, Lord, to be on the line with the saints of God, the prophets. Thank you, God, for the vision of the Master Prophet and the vision of Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And I thank you for each and every prophet, each and every person on this line tonight, God. I thank you for the strength you're placing within each one of us, God, and for how you're just moving in our midst, oh God. Thank you for listening to our prayers, for hearing us, God, and for giving us divine favor. Thank you, God, for the wisdom that you have placed on this line. Thank you for each and every prophet. I ask you to bless them in a mighty way, God. Bless their families. Bless their homes. Bless their going and their coming, God. Bless their in and their out, God. Bless them in their finances. Bless them in their bodies. Bless them in their minds. Bless them in physical strength, God. Bless them in endurance. Oh, God, we praise you. We love you, and we thank you, God. We thank you in the morning. We thank you in the evening. We thank you daily, God. We love you. God, remember your people, God, people who are working in the vineyards, laboring for souls, God. Remember their ministries, God. Thank you for the strategic places that you have placed your prophets, God, the prophets of Zoe Ministries, God, the prophets of Mari Elijah. Thank you for covering them. And not only them, God, but all the workers in the vineyard. We give you glory, God. We give you honor. We give you praise. We love you, and we say thank you. Thank you for the peace that you've provided us. Thank you, God, for the wisdom you are giving us. Thank you, God, for the leadership you're placing within us. Thank you, God, as we move in faith, not doubting and casting aside all worry and anxiety. God, we thank you for holding our feet to the ground. We give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. God bless your elderly people. And look upon these young black boys who are being targeted by police. God, strengthen them and keep them, God. Keep these children in these classrooms. Oh, God, give them teachers with wisdom and not abusers. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And, Father, as we continue on one accord in prayer, thanking you, God, for this leadership, thanking you, God, for their character, their integrity, their consistency, to allow us to come together before your throne of grace. God, we come asking you for complete restoration and healing. We speak healing to our mind, God, healing to our body, healing in every muscle, artery, every nerve cell, God, every organ. Father, we speak healing to every joint. If there's any sick among us, God, you commanded that we call for the elders of the church and that they would pray and be healed. And, Father, you also told us that by your stripes we are healed. And, Father, you also said that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you, the Lord, will bring us out of them all. So, God, we want to just say thank you even for that purpose, God. Thanking you, God, that we know that we can come to you with any and everything. And most of all, God, we thank you for your love. Father, we ask you, God, to heal the body of Christ. Heal the church, God. Bring back the standard into the body of Christ. Bring it into businesses, God. Bring it into the school system in our government, God. Father, we love you, and we say thank you for all that you're going to do. Father, you're going to make a difference in this prayer, God. For, Father, I already see how you've done it, God, and I say thank you, God. I thank you, God, for the midnight hour, God. I thank you for allowing us to come together, God, even not seeing each other's face, God, but feeling each other's spirit. And I love you for that, God. I thank you for that, God. For without you, none of this could be done, God. Thank you, God, that we are honored to come before you. We're honored, God, to lift up the name of Jesus. We're honored, God, to praise you and glorify your name. And, Father, we won't forget to give you what's due you. For, Father, we promise to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Father, we promise to celebrate you. We promise to let the world know what you have done. For, God, you are the God of the impossible. Now, God, I ask you, God, in an impossible situation, with all these court situations, God, situations with the government, the IRS, God, with taxes, God. Father, bring it under control. You control it all, God, and I love you for that, God. Use us, God, like never before. Use our hands, our mind, our feet. Use our creativity, and God, we will forever praise you. We'll forever lift you up, God. We'll say yes to your will, God, and we will never pull it down, God. Help us to stand. Help us to bring forth a standard. And then, God, we ask you to cover everyone who's around us, who's with us, who's near us, God. Those who are in our membership, God. Those who are in our business, God. Those who are in the school system. And then, God, I ask you, cover our children. Father, bind the hand of the enemy in any way it even creates something against them, God. Cover them, God, and keep them. And then, God, we speak to every foreclosure, every bankruptcy, every debt. In Jesus' name we pray, and we honor you and give you glory and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Father God, thank you again for this opportunity to meet together in agreement in prayer on this midnight cry, Father God. And thank you for continued testimonies, Lord God, and victories. Thank you, Lord, for the testimony of my cousin that I lifted up who underwent a double mastectomy, Lord God, for swift recovery and total recovery, and that the next day she was out of the hospital and declared she was recovering already and feeling great and just recovering in the motel room. Thank you for that testimony, Lord God, and for continued testimonies, Father, that for each person on the call, Lord God, that there will continue to be favor, even with our family members, Lord God, and each one on the call continue to bring victory in each situation, Lord God, and grant strength and perseverance, Father, wherever we're at in the process, to not be discouraged or be resigned or give up, but to continue in perseverance, Lord God, looking not to the left or to the right, but staying our eyes fixed on you, Lord God, and standing on the promises from your word and reminding you of your promises, Father God, declaring your promises and standing firm in our faith, Lord God. It's faith that pleases you, Father. So continue to strengthen us. Give us wisdom, humble hearts, Lord God, and insight and clarity to continue to move forward into the plans for good and the destinies for good that you have for each one of us, Father. Continue to undertake on behalf of our families, Lord God. Let your angels be all around each one of us, Lord God, and your favor be among all our family members as well. Thank you for the victory, Lord God, and thank you for financial breakthroughs, Father. Thank you for divine health breakthroughs, and even breakthroughs in our mindsets, Lord God, that discouraged hearts will be uplifted and encouraged in you, Father God, and that we will be continue to grow as we listen to the teachings as well. Just continue to do a mighty work in and through us, Lord God. We stand before you ready to do your will, Father God. Thank you for your continued work in this prayer call, Father God, of midnight cry, and continue to have your way. Continue to bless Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan and the Jordan family, Lord God, and the company of prophets of Sowing Ministries, Lord God, as you continue to move all of us, Lord, forward into the globalization of the prophetic as well. Father, I pray this in Jesus' name. Thank you for the answers, even in advance, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come before you in prayer and lift your name up even now, Father God. We thank you for every life that's here on the line even now, Father God. We thank you for your mercies that you bestow upon us each and every day, Father God. We thank you for the air that we breathe. We thank you for life. We thank you for life and more abundantly even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for your hedge of protection as we come and as we go. We thank you for safe travels, for all that is traveling even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for your favor and your intervention, Father God. We thank you for right partnerships. We thank you for right connections and right relationships in our lives even now, Father God. Father, order our steps in your way and in your word, Father God, even now, Father God. Allow us to have innovative ideas, Father God. Father, allow us to stand on what we say, Father God. Allow us to honor our words even now, Father God. Father, allow us to have peace and clarity, Father God, clarity and peace in all that we do, Father God, clarity and peace. And let your joy shine through us, Father God. Let your joy bubble through us even now on today, Father God. The joy of the Lord is our strength indeed, as your word says, Father God. And allow your joy to shine in each and every one of us, Father God. Protect our children. And we lift up the children even now, Father God. I lift up my children even now, Father God. And protect them as they come and go. Allow them to make right choices in their lives even now, Father God. We thank you. We give you the glory, the praise, and the honor now and forevermore. I love you, Lord, and thank you for this opportunity. In your name we pray, amen and amen. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. And Father God, I thank you for this time. I thank you for allowing us to gather together. I thank you for this midnight prayer call, Father. Father God, I thank you, God, for allowing us to speak your name and allowing us to praise you, God. Father God, we thank you for letting us to see what we need to see with the eyes and letting us to speak with our voice and letting us to be able to hear what we need to be heard here. Father God, I ask that you cover and favor each and every one on this conference call tonight. God, Father, I ask that you give each and every one sweet dreams as they sleep tonight. Even ask that you even give our children, God, to protect them and guide them, God. And I thank you for we are rooted in your love. And we thank you for giving us the authority to declare the blood of Jesus over anything that is not like you. And Father God, we stand in your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Father God, we thank you right now. As your word said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continue to be in our mouth. We thank you, Father God, that as your word say, the eyes of the Lord is upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto our cry. And I thank you, Father God, as you said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. And Father God, right now we cry out to you. We petition you, Lord, on this midnight prophetic cry call, God. We thank you right now that even in this hour, you will begin to dispatch your angels on our behalf right now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, Father God, I thank you right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over every home under the sound of my voice right now. In the name of Jesus, I plead your blood, Lord. Cover us with your blood, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now for the spirit of prosperity. I thank you for now prosperity that is flowing in the lives of your people, God, and every aspect of their life, God. Let the spirit of now prosperity flow right now in the name of Jesus. We decree it and we declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Let, hallelujah, the spirit of healing and restoration, hallelujah, to our minds, our bodies, and our souls, hallelujah, our conduct, our attitude, our emotions right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you right now that you're blessing every family member right now. You're blessing our children, God, in the name of Jesus. God, right now, I thank you right now, you're saving our lost loved ones, God. In the name of Jesus, those that are, hallelujah, mothers that are crying out for their young children, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're blessing them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Father God, that the spirit of unity is residing in every home right now. And the spirit of love, hallelujah, and that joy, God, give us unspeakable joy. Joy in the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, God, right now, move right now in our midst. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let us decrease that you may increase continuously in our life, God. Lord, let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for our Archbishop, Master Prophet Eva Bernard George, and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah George. God bless them right now. We plead your blood over them now. In the name of Jesus, God. And I thank you, Father God, that you're blessing their children and blessing their grandkids. And God, we plead the blood of Jesus over them now. In the name of Jesus, we, hallelujah, we thank you for prosperity over their family right now. And we plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, Mother Prophetess Mary Jordan, Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over Prophetess Pastor, hallelujah, Mary Barron right now. In the name of Jesus, her family, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of our people. Bless every prophet, God. I thank you, Father God, that you've given them victory and increase and release like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, right now, move in our midst. God, I plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, from state to state, from city to city, God, in the name of Jesus, from county to county, in the name of Jesus, we plead your blood, Lord. Tone down this, hallelujah, the spirit of violence in our, hallelujah, in our communities, God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare peace, God, in the name of you. Let the spirit of Jehovah Shalom rest and rule and abide in our neighborhood, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we decree and declare victory and breakthrough in the lives of your people, God. Strengthen up, God. Strengthen up, God, to continue to move forward in you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
And Father, we just thank you, Lord, because, Lord, we are reminded in your word that you said, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Therefore, Father, we began to lay claim to your promise and lay claim to those things that you have already commanded us to walk into, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that even as we proceed through this day, Father, the day that you have made, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, for clarity. We thank you, Lord, for understanding. We thank you for wisdom. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for safety and protection as we move forth in this day. Father, we say, let thy will be done. Father, we say, have your way, Father, and we'll be so kept to give your name the praise and the honor and the glory now and forever. Amen. Amen. Prophetess Bethany.
Amen. Yes, thank you, Pastor. Amen. And you guys have safe travels. And thank you all for being here on our Midnight Cry as we are going to keep on keeping on in prayer at the top of the morning. So thank you all that have joined in on the prayer line this morning. And are there any announcements from any, anyone has any announcements they need to go ahead and announce? Okay. I know at 9 a.m., Master Papa will be on 9 a.m. conference call. So join us right here on this line with our very own Archbishop Jordan for a powerful teaching at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. Also, shortly after that, we will have the 12 noon Pop Life Radio, The Power of Prophecy. Join in and tune in. It's always something fresh and new, so join us at 12 noon right here on this line as well. And I also want to encourage those of you on the line to stay on the line, and we'll be going into the rebroadcast of yesterday's teaching momentarily. And again, thank you. And, of course, we will be back here at 11:50 p.m. if you want to be included in the lineup. Be here promptly at 11:50 so you can go ahead and be accounted for in the Midnight Cry prayer lineup. So, again, thank you all for being here. Love you all for life. And listen, each and every one of you, have a powerful, spectacular day. You have to get in action for that to happen. So have a spectacular day. Love you all to life. And we will see each and every one of you, or talk to each and every one of you, in a couple of hours. Be blessed and live powerfully. Peace.
Good night.
God bless.